It's a dream many working Australians aspire to, a comfortable retirement in which to finally relax and enjoy life's finer things. However, new Canstar research has revealed that for most Australians, this dream may never be a reality. The majority of us are falling desperately short when it comes to our superannuation savings. Canstar's newest estimate shows how much super people of different ages should have in their balance today. The data shows that by the age of 60, most Australians have not saved even half of what is required to enjoy a comfortable retirement. This troubling super gap could see retirees pinching pennies for the rest of their lives. So today we're joined by Steve Mickenbecker, Canstar's finance expert, to explain these worrying estimates. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily. Welcome.
Pleasure, Tanya.
Your figures are based around what people need to save in order to achieve a comfortable retirement. What does a comfortable retirement look like?
Comfortable retirement means, in today's dollars, having $42,500 worth of income. And that will come from running down your superannuation balance plus the earnings of your part pension so that you can fund that $42,000. Now, what it is, it means that you can do things like go to restaurants, you can have nice clothes, you can do repairs to the house and even a kitchen reno, and you can go on domestic and the odd overseas holiday and have top private health cover. $42,500 is roughly double the age pension. So those things I just listed, you will not be able to afford on the pension. And sure, you're not driving around in Ferraris, but it's a comfortable living. And $545,000 today is a balance to retire on.
Your data showed that men in their 30s were already $35,000 short of the recommended $61,000 in savings. Women at 30 were $39,000 short. What can young people be doing differently, I guess, to turn this around?
The good thing is that young people have time on their side and they can do something about it. 60-year-olds who are a quarter of a million behind are going to struggle. They can do a little bit, but not a lot. Young people have to do a few things, and they have to do them now. First up, they've got to find their right super fund, find a super fund that really is performing very well. And that means low fees and good. So you look at the net investment return, compare it with other funds and get into other stronger performing funds. That's the best thing you can do right now.
When it comes to ensuring a comfortable retirement, should Australians prioritise putting more money into their super funds over other kinds of investments like property?
And that's absolutely the other thing they should be doing. There are great tax advantages in putting money into superannuation, and you're getting experts to actually manage your money for you, and they've been earning them over 5 years and 5.5% returns. Pretty good returns. You do need to sacrifice extra money into super, put in as much as you can afford, because it just does up. The sooner you do it, even at 30, if you can afford it now, if you're over the COVID issues, if you do it now, do it, because it compounds, and really compounding is the actual mystery and miracle of superannuation.
It seems like a lot of Australians will most likely have to rely on government support to fund their retirement, the way the numbers are looking at the moment. But do you think it's wise to depend on the promise of a pension, given the pandemic's massive economic toll? I mean, the estimates for how long it will take Australian taxpayers to pay off the debt incurred by the last year is astronomical.
I think one of the good things about Australia is that we do have a safety net for people. So I think we will continue to have a pension. A pension where you're earning $21,000 a year isn't do a lot of other things during retirement, and they do require money. So relying upon a pension is going to put you into a category that just can't do some of the things you want to do.
According to Canstar's research, women in their 60s were the demographic that had the biggest super gap at about $275,000. Is it too late for people close to retirement to ensure they enjoy a comfortable future after work?
Look, I never say anything's too late, because you can always supplement pensions and the like, and going to part pensions would be a little bit better off. But can they restore it at that age? Well, probably not. The same for men. I mean, it's $25,000 difference. And restoring your position now, it's going to be too hard. You can't put that much into your superannuation to close that gap. you might get it down by $100,000 if you work very hard at it.
Okay. And look, just finally, what would your final advice be if you were to summarise just to young working Australians about saving for the future? If you had a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old standing right in front of you, what are the key things that you would suggest to them?
Yeah, right. I'd say save money and get into a house and make sure you get the mortgage down, and then start salary sacrificing as much as you can into superannuation. Still live a nice lifestyle. Don't live like a monk, but start putting money into like compounding returns. Build up a decent living for yourself in retirement.
All righty. Well, wise words and very timely. Steve Mickenbecker, thanks so much for joining us this morning on The Daily. I hope you're enjoying a happy new year.
I am, thank you. And thanks for asking me on.
A pleasure. That was Canstar's finance expert, Steve Mickenbecker, providing a timely word of warning to those who have chosen to take their super out early. You're listening to The Daily on 2SER 107.3. Coming up after 11, New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro will be providing an update updated numbers around COVID cases within the last 24 hours. There are supposed to be, it has been reported that there's about two or three that are due to be announced. It sounds like a relatively small number, although testing has remained low. We will, of course, bring you all the updates relevant.